listening to the WGXC Acre on 90.7 on your FM dial. And WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And we are in Acre today with more election news. We've got reactions from voters as they cast their ballot, and we'll hear more results as more results come in on a very important midterm election. Also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather, the Catskill Makers Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
Friday, November 11th, tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Performances from Skyfurrows, Belay, and Doubles. Skyfurrows is fronted by poet Karen Schomer from Columbia County. The rest of the band hails from Albany. Belay is Wednesday Knudsen and Clark Griffin of Pigeons, who hail from Austerlitz. And then the band Doubles is from Kingston. So a triple Hudson Valley bill, Friday, November 11th, at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC will have a live web stream at WGXC.org. Click on the listen button and scroll down to find the extra web stream. From 8 to 11 p.m., Friday, November 11th, turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill to see and hear Skyfurrows, Belay, and Doubles, or tune in at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Thursday, November 10th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Patricia Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that Democrat Jen Metzger soundly defeated Republican Jim Quigley in their race for Ulster County Executive November 8th voting ended. Quigley conceded the race shortly after 10:30 p.m. on that night after it became clear that he would be unable to overcome Metzger's lead. By the end of the night, with all precincts reporting, Metzger had bested Quigley 42,069 to 33,349. In his concession speech, Quigley blasted Metzger, a former state senator, accusing her of lacking the relevant experience to lead the county. Quote, "We ran a campaign on the basis of integrating and getting the towns to work closely with the county, and now we have a county executive who has absolutely no operating experience. So God bless the United States, unquote, he told supporters. Quigley is a certified public accountant by profession and has served as the town of Ulster's supervisor since 2010. He ran unsuccessfully for county comptroller in 2008. Metzger is a former Rosendale town board member who served in the state Senate from 2019 to 2020. She is currently serving on the New York State Cannabis Control Board, as well as the Ulster County Land Bank. Metzger is expected to resign from those positions once she takes office. Metzger and Quigley were running to fill the unexpired term of former Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, who left office in September to serve in the U.S. Congress. Metzger has said she would focus on increasing the county's housing stock by using the land bank to help turn foreclosed properties into the workforce and affordable housing, and called for stricter regulations on short-term rentals, which she said, quote, need to be owned by private people, unquote. She also wants the county to prioritize mental health services for youth, and it's called interdepartmental coordination, key to a holistic approach to meeting individual needs. Metzger said she would work to expand mental health resources throughout the county. She's expected to be sworn in as county executive after the Ulster County Board of Elections certifies the election results. Metzger will serve through December 31st, 2023. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman. Pix 11 in New York City reported that Republican Lee Zeldin conceded that he lost the election to Democrat Kathy Hochul the day after polls closed and many hours after all observers declared her victorious. Zeldin refused to concede even after Hochul declared victory early on November 9th. Zeldin previously, as a congressperson, voted against certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election, even though there were no credible reports of fraud. Hochul won with 53% of the vote to become New York's first elected female governor. See Pix 11 for the complete story. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that the Catskill town officials are proposing a 2023 town budget of $7.5 million. The spending plan includes an overall 5.7% increase in appropriations over the current year. Quote, the preliminary budget has not been adopted, unquote, Catskill Town Supervisor Dale Finch said in a November 8th email. Quote, I do not expect any major changes. The town board may wish to make some very minor changes, if any, unquote. The budget includes a tax levy increase of 4.9% for a home assessed at $100,000. The tax rate will increase to $26.65 per $1,000 of assessed value. The tax rate in the village will go up $23.82 per $1,000. The proposed spending plan also includes a general fund appropriation of approximately $4.1 million, an increase in 5.6% over 2022, and a highway outside village appropriation of roughly $1.9 million. Finch said some of the challenges this year included a health insurance increase of 16%, additional fuel, heating, and electric utility costs, as well as employee wages. Town board members will each receive a 1% increase in their salaries. The town supervisor will see his salary increase by 1.4%. Finn said the board did not include American Rescue Plan Act funds were omitted from the preliminary budget. Quote, ARPA funds are only available for a limited time and will be utilized for one-time projects, not recurring expenses, unquote, he said. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. And the Altamont Enterprise reports that the Burn Knox Westerloo Central School District received a $5,000 grant to fund an outdoor wild learning space. The classroom will be located near the community garden and high tunnel on the Burn campus. Eight schools received awards from the Albany County Soil and Water Conservation District as part of its 2022 School Assistance Program. The goal at Burn Knox Westerloo, quote, is to create an inviting outdoor classroom space that is accessible to all students and shaded from full sun, unquote, according to a press release from the Conservation District. The area will be used during outdoor events, including the annual Ag Day hosted by the Burn Knox Westerloo Future Farmers of America. Read more about the story at altamontenterprise.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hey man, I saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. All right, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, November 10th. Local early morning temperatures range from 26 degrees in Voorheesville to 51 in Tannersville. Regional average soil temperature is 48 degrees. Today's closest possible snow falls 600 miles away, due north in Quebec. Today is the day to get outside and get stuff done. It will be dry and we see a high of 64 at 3 p.m. Most of the day will be cool. Overnight temperatures fall to 48 degrees, then tomorrow around daybreak rain chances enter the area and get stronger in the afternoon. A high of 64 happens at 3 p.m. Overnight, rain turns to storms with wind gusts reaching 35 miles per hour. We won't really get a low temperature overnight as temperatures linger in the mid-60s. Then on Saturday, rain tapers off by noontime and temperatures slowly drop through the day. A high of 66 happens at 11 a.m. Overnight, it's dry with a low of 40 degrees. Sunday stays dry with a high of 50. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:50 a.m., low tide at 10:09 a.m., high tide again at 3:59 p.m., then low tide once again at 10:55 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 55 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 4:27 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:36 a.m. Looking way up, we see flare chances are at 15 for M and 5% for X-class flares. Those could increase today as a big angry sunspot labeled AR3141 rotates its aim directly towards us. Solar wind speed is currently 314 kilometers per second at 4.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight, with good conditions below 4 MHz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 81. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Christina Bonesack of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
We love Roll Call, y'all. Boogie Down Productions, Rob Bass, Dana Dane, Molly Marr, Olatunji, Chuck D, Ray Charles, EPMD, EU, Alberta Hunter, Run DMC, Stetsasonic, Sugar Bear, John Coltrane, Big Daddy Kane, Salt and Pepper, Luther Vandross, McCoy Tyner, Biz Marquee, New Edition, Otis Redding, Anita Baker, Thelonious Monk, Marcus Miller, Branford Marcellus, James Brown, Wayne Shorter, Tracy Chapman, Miles Davis, Force MDs, Oliver Nelson, Fred Wesley, Maceo, Janet Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, George Clinton, Count Basie, M2May, Stevie Wonder, Bobby McFerrin, Dexter Gordon, Sam Cooke, Parliament Funkadelic, Al Jarreau, Teddy Pendergrass, Joe Williams, Wynton Marsalis, Phyllis Hyman, Sade, Sarah Vaughan, Roland Kirk, Keith Sweat, Cool Moe Dee, Prince, Ella Fitzgerald, Diana Reeves, Aretha Franklin, Bob Marley, Betsy Smith, Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, Steel Pulse, Little Richard, Mahalia Jackson, Jackie Wilson, Cannonball and Nat Adderley, Quincy Jones, Marvin Gaye, Charles Mingus, and Mary Lou Williams. We want to thank you all for making our lives just a little brighter here on We Love Radio.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I got into this race for one reason and one reason only, to fight. And not just any fight, a fight to save Georgia, a fight on behalf of our children and generations to come.
In Georgia, Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams conceded the governor's race to incumbent Republican Brian Kemp. Kemp defeated Abrams with 53% of the vote. Abrams added, while she and Kemp might not see eye to eye on every issue, they both want to live in a Georgia where everyone's voice is heard. In his victory speech, Kemp said the campaign was about a host of issues for him, such as keeping taxes in Georgia low, ensuring kids are getting a good education in spite of pandemic disruptions, and fighting record-high inflation. Kemp also spoke about public safety.
But this campaign was also about keeping you and your family safe, and by backing our men and women in law enforcement.
Meanwhile, the Georgia Senate race between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat Raphael Warnock will go to a runoff election December 6th. Neither Walker nor Warnock garnered the required 50% of the vote, as the Libertarian candidate captured about 2% of the vote statewide. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger provided an update.
Our office has already begun the behind-scenes work to start building the ballots. So ballots are being built as we speak, and counties are making preparations. So some specifics for the process. Voters can request absentee ballots now through Monday, November 28th.
In a close race, Pennsylvanians elected John Fetterman to the Senate over television personality Dr. Mehmet Oz, flipping the seat from Republican to Democrat.
This race is for the future of every community all across Pennsylvania, for every small town or person that ever felt left behind, for every job that was ever been lost.
Connecticut voters approved a ballot measure amending the state's constitution to add provisions for early voting. Though 60% of voters approved the measure, it's facing a legal challenge from a New Britain woman who claims it is unconstitutional. A state judge ordered the challenge to be continued to next week. Finally, President Biden said Tuesday was a good day for democracy, as the process of conducting elections performed well under recent tests. He says the election went smoothly in spite of concerns of possible violence.
The states across the country saw record voter turnout, and the heart and soul of our democracy, the voters, the poll workers, the election officials, they did their job and they fulfilled their duty, and apparently without much interference at all, without any interference, it looks like.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In our last report, we suggested that election night wouldn't be results night in many places around the country due to the slower counting of mail-in ballots. But in some jurisdictions, it's not the mail slowing things down, it's conspiracy theories. Nye County, Nevada supervisors voted in August to conduct its general election by hand in a county with 33,000 registered voters. The Associated Press reports that in the pre-election counting of early mail-in ballots, after a full day with 60 volunteers, Nye County had only counted 900 of its received 1,950 mail-in ballots. In study after study, optical ballot readers are found to be faster and with an accuracy so close to perfect that unless the margin is razor thin, there is no point in recounting by hand. In this case, no ballot readers were to be used at all. The AP observed 2 groups of 5 officials who spent about 3 hours each counting 50 ballots. In New Hampshire, a fringe conspiracy theory group claiming that optical ballot tabulators are subject to fraud and hacking said it planned to intentionally overvote ballots. Overvotes, voting for more candidates than allowed, forces a hand count. Last spring, the same group failed in its attempt to convince any New Hampshire towns to mandate only hand counting. It's unclear how much extra counting time was added by the overvote action. We have links to articles at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
This song doesn't have a chorus that sings along. Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Hello, my name is Lavender. I'm the founder of a nonprofit called Music for the World and a former intern at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. Today, I present you with the first compilation of street interviews as part of a series that I call Dear World. These interviews were taken outside a polling location in upstate New York on the evening of November 8th, 2022.
My only question is really, how do you wish people would treat you differently?
How do I wish people would treat me differently? I think I hope that people would take the time to sit down and find out more about me as a person. Mm-hmm. I wish that we'd sit down and find the time to figure out who we are as people more, and then take it from there.
I appreciate that. And would you mind sharing some demographic information if you're comfortable?
I am African American, and I am in my early 40s.
Race, ethnicity, age, sex, gender, disabilities.
I'm actually Caribbean American. I'm Caribbean American. I'm in my early 40s, and I'm female.
Are you an immigrant?
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're
appreciate it. How do you wish people would treat you differently, just in general?
I think just kinder. Mm-hmm. You know, just don't judge people right away, and that's really it. You know, just kind off the bat.
Yeah, and no other specifics.
No.
Okay. And do you mind sharing some demographic information, race, age, gender, sex, disability status?
No, thank you.
Okay. Just one simple question. How do you wish people would treat you differently, or if you have a message to people, what would it be?
Let's see. I guess more tolerant of other people's opinions. That would be a good start. More respectful.
Okay. Anything else to add?
No.
Would you mind sharing just any demographic information, age, sex, gender, race, a disability status, etc.?
Oh, for me?
For you, yes.
Oh, I'm over 60, white male, married, okay. three kids.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm just wondering, how do you wish people would treat you differently just on a daily basis? Any specific experiences you want to highlight?
No specific experiences, just with kindness all the time.
Okay.
And respect.
And if you would mind sharing any demographic information about yourself, sex, race, age, disability status, etc.
I'm a female, white, 36 years old, no disabilities.
Okay. Thank you so much. How do you wish people would treat you differently just on a daily basis? Is there anything you notice people treat you in a way that you wish wasn't the case?
Not necessarily. Pretty good with people, you know what I mean? So how do you wish people would treat you differently?
All the time.
How like specifically
family, yeah.
How specifically, like, is there a specific way people treat you that you wish they might do a little differently?
Well, I'm joking about that, but I'm talking within family, yeah, because people don't take accountability for their own stuff and responsibility. They try to put everything on the other person.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. And just in general, do you have kind of just a message to people? Like, what do you want from the world, you know? What do you want from
more
people?
Kindness, more understanding, more mercy and grace.
And bring really. God back into the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And would you mind sharing just some demographic information, sex, age, gender, race, sexuality, disability status, anything you're open to sharing?
Female, white.
Male, white. I don't know. American Indian. Is that white, yellow?
A little bit.
American Indian?
Yeah.
As in Native American?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And what is it called? What's our... I don't even know. What is our sex status? I don't even know what you would call it.
Male?
No, I know, but I'm saying we're not...
Married?
Do you mean sexuality?
Yeah. I wouldn't even know.
Straight?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's it. Straight.
I guess.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. So I just want to know, how do you wish people would treat you differently, or how you wish to see, you know, other people treated differently, or what you just want from the world?
I would like to see people pretty much treated like the way they want to be treated. I think I'm treated pretty fair, sometimes not so much, but I think I get, you know, when they're upset with me, it's not because they're upset with me. They're upset with maybe how they're being treated in the world or something that I can't really control.
Okay. And do you think how you present has anything to do with that?
Oh, absolutely. If you present yourself in a positive way and treat people with respect, you get that back 90% of the time.
And so do you feel that you do that, but you don't always get that in return?
I always try to treat people with respect, starting it off. Sometimes if I don't get treated with respect, I might jump and get a little angrier. But as long as I'm level-headed and calm, they tend to reciprocate. Every now and then, it's like, I'll try to be fair, and they're, like I said, they're angry at something else, and they may take it out on me, but for the most part, I think I'm treated fair, and people treat me fairly.
Okay, great, thank you. And would you mind sharing race, age, gender, anything about yourself?
I'm a 55-year-old white male.
And sexuality, disability status?
No disabilities.
And are you a...
heterosexual, yes ma'am.
Native U.S. citizen?
I am.
Okay, thank you so much. How do you wish people would treat you differently, and or if you just had a message to the world of what you want from the world, what would that be?
Oh.
Peace.
Mind your business and respect others.
Yeah.
There you go.
Respect. Peace. All everybody needs to respect each other.
And you?
No particularly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else to add?
Nope.
And if you wouldn't mind sharing some demographic information about yourself, if you're comfortable, race, gender, disability status, sexuality, age.
Oh, male, 52, white.
64 years old.
Asian.
Are you immigrants?
Yes. We are citizen already.
Okay. And do you feel that impacts how people treat you?
Yes. Yes. You could feel it, and you could show it to you too.
So what do you want them to do differently?
Just treat others the same. We are all breathing the same. What color, what race, what sex you are, gender. It's just, I just want equality for everybody. Treat people the same way because we are breathing the same air. We're eating the same food. I don't care who you are. Just treat fairly people. No racism, nothing of those.
Yeah, but despite it's 2022, you could still feel it. That
right.
People still see it in your color, despite your achievements, despite
but
your education.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
Yeah.
We should respect each other.
It still
respect
is.
And
this
treat
is just
the same.
There's no video, right?
No, just audio.
Yeah.
Just the same. Treat people the same way.
I just want to know, how do you wish people would treat you differently, especially based on how you present, and what do you want from the world? I know it's a pretty open-ended question.
I can answer that, but you may not like the answer.
That's fine. I want all opinions, no matter.
I'd like people to become smarter.
Okay, could you be more specific? How do you envision that happening?
I don't know, but I deal with a lot of stupid people. And that would make me feel much better if people were smarter.
Well, or better informed.
So, seeking factual information, perhaps, or getting better education?
Better education, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And do you have any different perspective on how you would want to be treated differently?
Well, women generally are, I feel, kind of, especially in certain industries, definitely look down on, but I guess that would be something that I would like to see changed, but
okay,
maybe not my generation.
And in conjunction with that, would you mind sharing some demographic information about yourself, such as sex, race, age, sexuality, disability status?
72. I'm female, married. What else was there? What are the criteria?
If you have any disabilities.
No disabilities.
Sexuality.
What does that mean, sexuality? She's binary.
No.
Wait, your sexual or / romantic attraction.
Male.
So straight.
Straight.
Heterosexual.
Yes.
And
yes, that's my wife.
Yes, and your gender, race, age, any other information?
My gender is male. I'm 71.
Yes.
I have to ask it because I'm not sure. And my sexuality is I'm straight.
Okay, thank you so much.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org. Thank you.
Wichita, 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 Wich free child, sitting silently in an unfree world, waiting patiently. Unfree child at a dull desk in a dull school. In the beginning, I didn't think anyone could hurt you. To do her thing, she can't change for you. Let her be, let her be, let her be free. She's not strange, you can't change her. But she has to do her thing. Sneak off on an adventure. Comes tomorrow, we'll watch the dawn. The delicate